The only real difference for our diners is the government mandates that we have everyone wear a mask. So when you show up at the front door, you should have a mask on your face or some sort of face covering. You have to wear that until we seat you at your table. We realize that whoever you're coming in with is your COVID buddy, and you are allowed to be with them without a mask. And so once you sit at the table, you can take your mask off and place it wherever you feel it's safest. From then on, if you get up to use the restroom, you do need to wear a mask anytime you're loose in the restaurant, as it were. Then when you sit back down, you're welcome to take it off. You're eating, you're dining, there's drinks, there's food, there's love. That's just the same as it always was. When you leave, same thing, get up, put your mask on and leave. So honestly, as far as being a diner, it's not that much different.
There's also hand sanitizer available for guests at all tables, which are spaced 6 feet apart. The government requires that spacing and also requires that all guests waiting to be seated do so outside the restaurant. Fat Thai staff is also adhering to some new protocols.
You'll see us doing some things differently. Your server will be wearing a mask the entire time. We are wearing gloves when we are picking up dishes. So I would ask a little bit of leeway with some folks. A lot of folks are used to us coming and dropping and picking and doing all the things at the same time. So if we leave your dirty dish, it's because we have to go glove up first.
The staff has also stopped reusing menus. Instead, they print new ones and recycle used ones daily. This practice also gives them flexibility with the menu's content, as certain foods have become less available since the onset of the pandemic.
The green papaya that we get, one of our food purveyors basically said, we're not doing any special orders for anything. So if they had it in stock, it was fine. If they didn't have it, which green papaya was one they did not, we couldn't get it. Some of our prices are going up a little bit in terms of like beef, as I'm sure you can imagine. So we're trying to mitigate slash decide what's worth it and what's not.
Faust says most of the guidance Fat Thai used to model its new dining practices came locally from Garfield County.
It was a little quick for us. Like, we knew on Memorial Day that we could be open that day, which was a little bit unreasonable. But it was okay. We opened Tuesday. You know, we were prepared enough to know this could happen at any point in time. So we were prepared enough to just go ahead and open and do our thing. And the guidance has been as good as it's going to get, because I understand that they also don't know exactly what they're dealing with. So we're just doing our best to say, okay, here's the guidelines, follow these to a T. This is what it is until it's something different.
The staff has another new role, and that is to make things feel as normal as possible for their guests.
I personally, and I think most of our staff here, is not especially fearful. We are concerned to do the best we can to keep everyone safe. We all realize that we are a hub of activity, which also means germs. We're doing our best to not be any kind of a hotspot, but we're excited to be reopened for sure.
Faust thanks the community for their support while the dining room is closed and also encourages anyone with questions about its reopening to give Fat Thai a call. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.